A United Nations-backed tribunal sentenced a senior Khmer Rouge commander to 35 years in prison today in its first verdict on the Killing Fields Revolution blamed for 1.7 million deaths in Cambodia 3 decades ago. But 67-year-old Khin Nguyen, known as Doik, will only serve 19 years after the court subtracted 16 years for time already served. An estimated fifth of the population died during the Khmer Rouge's rule from 1975 until 1979. Sister Denise Coughlin is the director of Jesuit Refugee Services in Cambodia, and she spoke with us about the lasting effects of the Khmer Rouge both on individuals and on society.
Even some of the Khmer Rouge soldiers themselves were victims of the Khmer Rouge regime. They were young people conscripted into different armies where they fought one another. And, of course, the ones I know are mostly those who've lost their legs or their arms or their eyes to landmines or that their own fellow soldiers laid against one another. So that's one legacy, the physical disabilities caused by the war. Another one is some of my very long-standing colleagues here who've been coordinators of our programs for the last 15 years, 20 years, lost most of their families during the Khmer Rouge regime. And they still talk about this trauma. So that's the second legacy. And then the other legacy, I don't know, I think there's still a culture of violence that we're still trying to outlive here. There seems to be a cruel way of trying to deal with crimes or perceived crimes and not a way of trying to negotiate and come to some just solution.